On today's podcast, we'll be covering week 2 of 5 on implementing safety. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Organizing safety efforts around themes can significantly improve awareness and compliance. Here's how you can use daily, weekly, and monthly safety themes to proactively create a safer work environment and keep safety in mind. Number 1, a daily focus. Start each shift with a brief safety reminder tied to the theme of the day. These reminders could be as simple as proper lifting technique Tuesday, or fire safety Friday, or just something of that nature, but make sure that you do something pre-shift or just as a daily focus. Number 2, weekly campaigns. Dedicate each week to a specific safety aspect, such as PPE week, which is personal protective equipment, or machine guarding week. Use this time for a more in-depth discussion and hands-on demonstrations. Number 3, monthly objectives. Set broader safety goals for each month, such as fall prevention month or electrical safety month. These can guide your weekly and daily themes. Number 4, mix compliance and prevention. Balance your themes between OSHA compliance topics and proactive safety measures. This balance will ensure that we meet regulations while also fostering a culture of safety. And last and certainly not least, plan ahead. Number 5, draft a quarterly or yearly theme calendar, and this is going to help you prepare materials and allow for adjustments as needed. Now, these are all general suggestions. Please tailor your topics to your specific facility, but by implementing these themed approaches, we can keep safety fresh and engaging. Remember, your commitment to these safety themes is integral. It's safety culture and leads to fewer accidents and more productive workplace. Let's work together to make these themes a cornerstone of our safety culture. Thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.